Bibles to John chapter 17. Maybe we can take that thing.
Didn't mean for it to stay there.
You want to measure my height, I guess. John 17. John 17 and verse 6. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest out, which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. And verse 20, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. So far the reading of the Word of God. Now, we have some challenging verses here before us as a little introduction to our subject. Our subject is, could be many churches, with whom should I meet? Many churches out there, with whom should I meet? And I'd like first to point out that it is very touching to see that the Lord Jesus here prays for his disciples. The ones that where we see here that the assembly is a love gift of the Father to the Son. And all true believers, all of us, we are part of that church. And we are part of this love gift. And that gives us a great, great joy. Great joy in our hearts to be able to be part of this love gift from the Father to the Son. And then it says here something that is important. The men which thou gavest me out of the world. And we know that the word ecclesia, which is assembly, and I use church and assembly a little interchangeably, assembly is probably better, but ecclesia means a company of called out ones, called out ones. And the question is, what are we called out of? And that's the first point I would like to stress this afternoon, this evening. It is that we are called out of the world. And for us to understand how much we have been called out of the world, I would like to remind us the very basic truth that when we became Christians, then all things are past. Behold, all things have become new. We have become a new creation. Now, what is this new creation all about? You know that the Lord Jesus is coming soon, how we look forward to that moment to take us to be with him. Then 7 years of tribulations, then he comes back with us in glory. Then he will institute his millennial kingdom. And he will, for 1,000 years, reign in peace and righteousness. And we can say that the effects of sin will be put aside for a while. When we think of John the Baptist that says, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Is that something that already happened to the full? We know that the Lord Jesus accomplished the work on the cross of Calvary, and that there the basis was laid for this. but the full accomplishment of all that was prepared there at Calvary has not come true, not come into action totally yet. And in the millennium, it will be in a form put aside, but not totally. In the heart of men, there will be the remaining evil, and these people that will be born in that time will be tested in the end when the devil will be loosed again. And although the Lord Jesus reigned perfectly over this earth, there will be a revolution. The heart of man will once more be shown what it is. And that is terrible to think. And God, after this, will take this poor earth and all the universe and will burn it all up with fire, so that the effects of sin would be removed, never to be seen again. And then he will create something new. New heavens and a new earth. And this new creation, we understand, is something that is totally separate. It's a new order of things, totally separate from all that we've seen so far. A new order of things altogether. And now think about this one. All things are past. Behold, all things have become new. We are a new creation. Saints, we are already linked up with that new creation that is going to come. And that is what the assembly already is part of. And that is wonderful when we think about this one. Of course, we understand that the assembly's position is something very special. But the fact of being a new creation, I want this to sink in our hearts, because it answers so many questions. Should I still improve this world? Should I be mingling up with politics? Should I this and that and so on? All these questions are pretty much answered just by that thought. There's other sides that we are still salt of the earth and light to the world and so on. That is a different life. But may we understand what the assembly is, how special, how different, and how much called out of this world. This is what we are. And the Lord Jesus prayed to his Father. Now, do we believe that his prayer was answered? Of course. Of course. He always prayed what was according to the will of the Father. His prayers were always answered. Even in Gethsemane, he was adding, "Not my will, but thine be done." There we could argue. But the Lord Jesus' prayers are answered, of course. And so he is not praying only for his disciples, but he says in verse 20, "Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also, which shall believe on me through their word." Who is this? This is you and me. And so now the Lord Jesus has been praying that we all may be one. And the question is that answered? Of course it is, because the scripture tells us that there is one body. And in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 4, you find this phrase. And the question again is, we see so many bodies out there. Is this true today? The word of God is always true. And so it is true today. But we have to look at it with the eyes of God. You know, when you read about the Apostle Paul preaching, I think in Acts chapter 26, he speaks about the 12 tribes of Israel serving God night and day. And we would ask, well, how can he say that? Because you know that there was this split, 10 tribes, 2 tribes, they all went to captivity, then some came back from Babylon, and that was a remnant, and they started to build the house of God again, right? First the altar, then the house, and then the walls, And then, of course, the enemy comes in and starts to scare them and do all kinds of things. And what they say is, oh, let us, you know, let's just build our own houses and focus more on this. Exactly a little bit like we are in danger to do, right? When we do assembly work, when we build in a practical way, what happens? The enemy comes in. When an assembly starts to develop and to flourish, who comes in? The enemy does not want God to have any glory. He does not want the Lord Jesus to have any fruit. And he comes in whenever something positive starts to be. Even when the plan is announced, he already comes in.